From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz shamed President Donald Trump in plantation this morning over his, quote, temper tantrum that is now one of the longest-running government shutdowns in history. He will give a primetime address tonight over his fight for border wall funding. Lily Oppenheimer spoke to South Floridians who are scrambling to find ways to pay mortgages and funeral bills.
Peggy Johansson says she grew up in the Midwest, on a farm with a strong work ethic. She is barred from her job in Miami at the Department of Housing and Urban Development.
We don't talk about what political party any of us belong to when we're in the office. The bottom line is, this is not our fight, and we are sick of being used as pawns.
She says this doesn't just prevent her from receiving her take-home pay of about $1,000 per week. It also means HUD properties can't renew contracts and receive monthly funding assistance.
But 95% of HUD employees are furloughed. That doesn't leave too many people to deal with the paperwork that might come in from hundreds and hundreds of properties.
On top of the stress from unfinished work, Johansson is also grieving and expected to pay funeral bills.
Last month, I had to make an unscheduled trip to Kansas City for the funeral of a niece who died unexpectedly. Shortly afterwards, my father died. Of course, these losses are stressful enough, and now I have to run up more credit card debt to join my family.
About 800,000 people are still furloughed or working without pay. I'm Lily Oppenheimer in Miami.
President Trump will give a primetime border wall speech tonight at 9 o'clock. WLRN will be broadcasting the speech. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel is likely leaving his post. The Miami Herald reports Israel told his staff he'll be removed from office by Governor Ron DeSantis. DeSantis hasn't said anything official. Israel was widely criticized for how his agency handled the Parkland shooting. He's usually defended its actions. Across the Sunshine State, convicted felons showed up at elections offices to register to vote. That's because today, Florida's Amendment 4 went into effect, which could bring over a million new voters. WLRN's Danny Rivera was there.
For over a century, Florida has put a lifetime voting ban for people convicted of felonies, unless they went through an extended clemency process. But on Tuesday, that came to an end. At the Miami-Dade Elections Office in Doral, a slow but steady trickle of potential voters came to register to vote.
It feels great. It feels outstanding.
Lorenzo Lotson just filled out his registration. He took a few hours off work just for this.
Any election that's coming up, I'm going to be a participant.
Lotson got so excited, he started calling friends and giving them directions.
Hey, is that 2700 Northwest 87th Avenue?
Anthony Bouchel hasn't been able to vote since the late 90s, but he says it was important to register as soon as Amendment 4 went into effect.
I wanted to do my part as soon as possible versus having to wait and seeing how things go. You know, put my name in the beginning.
There's still confusion about how these potential voters will be verified by the state. Some say the legislature needs to pass a bill before Amendment 4 is fully implemented, and some say they don't. The legislature doesn't meet until March, but municipal elections are happening as early as next month. I'm Danny Rivero in Doral.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.